People visit Lake Superior for many reasons, for its unpredictable vastness of water that stretches to the horizon, its soaring cliffs and spectacular waterfalls, or maybe sifting through its rocks searching for that elusive agate. For over 40 years, one artist has been capturing this beauty at Little Girls Point in Iron Ore Township on the western tip of Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
My name is Peg Sandin, and I am a watercolor artist that lives on the shores of Lake Superior.
But while Peg has painted numerous elements of Lake Superior for over four decades, she was first introduced to a different art form, music.
My grandmother was a pianist, and when I was a little girl, she gave me piano lessons, and so I studied piano while I was going through high school, and then I went on to college, and I studied music and music education when I was in college, and I didn't take any art courses.
After college in 1972, while Peg was teaching music in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, she attended a watercolor exhibit at the Madison Art Center. Peg still recalls being captivated throughout this exhibit by the watercolor art of Lee Weiss.
She had all these absolutely magical paintings, and I thought, I would like to know how to do that. Then I started taking art courses in Madison. I didn't quite make the Lee Weiss magic at that point, but I got hooked right away.
Peg immersed herself in watercolor, taking courses and learning techniques from nationally renowned artists. But one lesson in particular from Duluth, Minnesota artist Chinky Chi has impacted each watercolor painting that Peg creates.
He talked about the Chinese painting and how they would paint and paint and paint the same subject, the very same painting, until they got it perfect.
It was during this time that Peg, like many people who stroll the rocky beaches of Lake Superior, was drawn to the multicolored rocks that illuminate and magnify with the clarity of the water.
I was walking at Little Girls Point, and I looked down at the water patterns over the rocks, and I thought, wow, that is really cool. So I took a photograph of that, and then that's when I started painting rocks. It was probably 1981. It's been a while.
It was years later, in 1996, that Peg made the commitment to establish more permanent roots along the shores of Lake Superior.
We had a small cabin on Lake Superior and got the brilliant idea to add on to it to make a home for ourselves. And one of my big requirements was I wanted a nice big studio, and I got it.
Immersing herself in the beauty of the Lake Superior Basin, Peg's subjects expanded from the rocks to also include the woods, wildflowers, and wildlife. More recently, however, Peg's interest and evolution as an artist is in the challenge of abstract art.
Very often people say that my paintings look like photographs, and I think the last couple years that I've been painting, they don't say that anymore because it's something that they have never seen, because it's just coming out of my imagination.
For example, drawing heavily on her classical music background, Peg created a series of three abstracts inspired by an aria sung by Queen of the Night in Mozart's The Magic Flute. The setting for one painting is an outdoor opera house in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So I have a lot of night sky in this painting. The Queen is singing a very, very high aria, and so I have notes flying out of her mouth, and it's very abstract and very lively, colorful.
Peg is also aware that people who have supported her art for the past 40 years may have reservations regarding her new direction toward abstract art paintings.
At some point, probably should have a retrospective, because I've been painting for so long that it would be interesting, I think, for people in this area that have supported me to see my evolution.
Looking ahead, Peg has a vision of what future watercolor paintings will capture.
I'm hoping that the abstracts will start to include my love of Lake Superior and its surroundings also. So if I can get the music, Lake Superior, the surroundings, put in an abstract, I will be happy.
Over the past several years, Peg has committed herself to taking daily walks while observing the ever-changing Lake Superior ecosystem. It is during this time that she may come up with great ideas or reach resolutions to difficulties in her paintings. Being an integral part of the landscape herself, Peg shares with us the beauty of Lake Superior.
My grandmother always told me that you may not be able to speak a language to somebody, but you can communicate through music, and I believe you can also communicate through art.
With WXPR News, I'm Larry Lapachin.